This is RSBNB Update, episode 188, recorded Thursday, January 22nd, 2009. School days. Hello, everybody. This is 188, and your favorite English man is back.
188, take two.
Shh.
Yeah, I'm back, everyone.
Yeah,
big surprise.
So we'll talk more about later where he was in Japan, but anyways. Yeah.
Shut up.
Anyways, so, yeah. So, did you miss doing the show with me since it's been a month? Since the 18th of December when we actually last recorded our last Thursday show?
Or it took a month hiatus.
Oh, it's actually been a month from today, the 22nd.
Oh, wow, that's so amazing.
Oh, yeah. And you weren't there on the 18th. Remember, something happened.
I was ill, wasn't I? Yeah,
Ill. Right. So, yeah, the 22nd. Yeah, 1 month ago we last did our show. But anyways, yeah, we're back now for a while, I think, unless something tragic happens.
Yes, for the really boring January, February, March stretch when you just wish the year would drudge on. Because everybody hates January and February. They suck.
My
if you were born in either of those 2 months, you're a horrible person. Jane.
Oh, my. Okay.
There's a correlation between your birthday being towards the end of the year and how awesome you are. Tip, I was born on the 30th of December.
No, I don't think so. Let's call it an inverse correlation.
Yeah, right.
Anyways, we got the Sears Village Achievement Diary. Another one of these this month. And
is it high level? Is it difficult?
No, it's not difficult. It's a standard achievement diary. I like these achievement diaries, actually.
Well, yeah, it's a task to work on, isn't it? It's something to occupy your time.
Some examples of easy tasks: pick 5 flax from the flax field.
Oh my god, I couldn't
spin
do that.
Spin 5 bowstrings. Plant some jute. Pray at the Sears Village altar. Catch a mackerel. Medium. Use the Sinclair Mansion agility shortcut. Transport a full load of coal to Sears Village. Find the highest point in Sears Village. Teleport to Camelot. Range and guild get 100 archery tickets. Use a familiar to make a fire in Sears Village with a maple log. Get a pet fish from Harry. That was fun. I forgot.
How was that fun?
I don't know. You get these little pet fish, you know, and you can tell it to do stuff and do a backflip and then after it does that, you just tell it to continue swimming and.
That doesn't sound fun. That sounds lame.
It says, yes, a very obedient fish indeed.
Fish can't be obedient.
Sure they can. You tell them to swim and they swim.
Well, seeing as fish are swimming the majority of the time, it's, you know, like coming to England and saying, please, God, give us rain. And then saying, God did what I asked. No, it just always rains here.
Catch and cook a bass in Catherby. Catch and cook a bass in Catherby.
You said catch and cook in Batherby first. Oh. Either that or my hearing screwed up.
Yeah, your hearing's screwed up.
Sorry, what did you just say?
Yeah, your hearing's screwed up.
I'm so sorry. That's something me and Dad do. Whenever somebody says it about me and deaf, you go, sorry, what did you say? it's a family joke.
I see. It's not funny.
Pissed off.
Teleport to the Ranging Guild. Cut 5 sets of U-logs, fletch a magic shortbow, then elk a magic shortbow, catch 5 sharks in Catherby, cook 5 sharks in Catherby, charge 5 water orbs in one go, and use the grapple shortcut to get from the Water of Blisk to the Catherby Island store. That's just a little preview of them. But
isn't the Water of Blisk, don't you have to go through that cave in that you get into in Taverly to get to
You go through Taverly Dungeon and then...
Taverly Dungeon.
Yeah, and then...
So that's... You'd have to be a bit of a high level to be able to make it through that.
Well, yeah. That was actually the first time I went down to the Black Dragons in there. I've never went that far down into the dungeon.
Never?
Never.
Even I've been down there.
furthest I've gone is the Black Demons and Hellhounds. I went to the Hellhounds once, but that's it.
You got that far down, then you got scared, didn't you?
No. It was back in the day when there were no maps, you know?
Oh, back in the day, yeah.
Okay.
And when dinosaurs still roamed the plains of RuneScape.
Yeah, exactly, hey?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
And this update was signed off by Mod Maz, Queen of the Squirrels.
Okay, the lunatics have officially taken over at Jagex.
Maz, that sounds like a male name, but I guess it's female if it's a Queen of the Squirrels.
I don't know, it sounds more female to me.
I don't know, I think Maz. It sounds male.
Maz. It's probably, let's face it, it's either going to be a man, a sort of manly female, or a very feminine male. They're going to be close to the middle of the gender line, no matter which side
okay.
they're on.
For your sake, I hope they're not listening to this.
Oh, they won't care. They've got some big, nice job at Jagex, and I'm just a nobody. If anything, they'll be laughing at me. Not the other way around.
Let's talk about some rewards. The Seer's Headband.
Reward. What does that do?
When worn, chance of producing more arrows than normal when fletching.
How many more does it produce?
I don't know.
You didn't field test this? Oh,
no,
Shane.
No. Do you talk to Jeffrey to claim 30 flax per day? And a 1,000 experience lamp. That's for
That's
the
not
easy
too
tasks.
Bad. It's nothing great, but it's not totally lame.
For the medium task, it upgrades it to get a bonus 10 experience while cutting maple trees.
Okay.
Talk to Jeffrey to get 60 flax per day. So that gets upgraded from 30 to 60. Extra log given when cutting normal trees. An experience lamp worth 5,000 XP.
So then, every time you cut a normal tree, you get 2 logs?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And then for the final one, a significant increase in speed when using the spinning wheel in Seer's Village. The Lady of the Lake will offer to enchant the Excalibur, boosting its own stats and the special attack, and a 10,000 experience lamp. The Excalibur is actually the best reward in this part.
Do you have any idea how much the speed increase is for
no,
the spinning wheel?
No, I don't.
Wheel?
I don't.
Oh, come on, Shane. You've what? Let me down.
I don't know. I just figured if it says boosted, it's going to be the same. I figure it's going to be on the same order of magnitude as the Varrock Diary with armor for the furnace and the anvil, you know?
Do you have exact figures on how much faster it is?
No.
Before it was X, now it is Y.
No,
I
probably had that way back when, but I don't know what it is now.
Oh, shit.
I haven't spun flax since I was like 60 or something fletching. But the Excalibur, that's the true story here, because its stats are upgraded to that of a rune longsword, and the special attack gives a more defense bonus and will heal 4 hit points for every 2 seconds up to 5 times.
Every 2 seconds of what?
Every 2 seconds for 5
oh,
times.
So it's like a heal over time effect.
For 10 seconds, it will heal extra 4 hit points 5 times, so it'll heal 20 hit points.
So it's just like a heal over time effect.
Yeah. So the Excalibur thing is worth it. Because there's lots of little places you can go on RuneScape where your Excalibur will be useful. So, I don't know. I'm going to give this one a 4 out of 5.
Yeah,
even
I'll give
though,
it a 4.
Even though I did, and I did get, I forgot a few things. And like when I was going to do one of the tasks, I forgot some armor and iron arrows. And then my internet went out. But luckily, Mr. Chief Snake was there to help me and give me some arrows and stuff. And so, thank you for that. See, it was late at night, so I wasn't that sharp. So
you're never that sharp, Shane.
Oh, sure
honest.
I am. But
no, you're not.
So, yeah, he helped me out with that, and yeah, because I don't know. You know how all the younger people are quicker and everything, and as you start to get older on
yes,
RuneScape,
Shane,
you start showing
I
age,
really
like,
think that, what, about, how old is G-Snake? Oh, is he 15 or 16?
No. Oops. Oops. I mean, he's older on RuneScape than I am, because his account was before mine. Never mind. Forget what I'm saying. Forget what I'm saying. Forget what I'm saying.
You are such a nerd.
We've only lost 10 packets since we started.
Woo! That makes my day a lot better. Not anything terribly bad's happened today. I just felt like having a tinge of sarcasm.
Okay.
Just a tinge. Next.
Some tweaks and fixes. Players can now right-click on previously sent private messages to send another response to the same person. That wasn't doable before.
Yes, it applies where the split chat is on or off.
Yeah. Alchemy values for the crystal bow and shield have been adjusted, so apparently they weren't set right based on the amount of charge that the bow or shield had left. So they recommend that you check the items kept on death interface before entering into a dangerous situation. Which is probably good, you know? But really, who uses a crystal bow and stuff for times when they're going to be in a dangerous situation, you know? Where you're going to die.
Plenty of people might.
I don't know. I never have.
Well, you think just because you haven't, nobody else will? That's a really narrow-minded way of looking at things, Shane.
And finally, the Slayer Ring combat bracelet and the skills necklace have had their delays removed when operating them. Because you remember how like all the old jewelry stuff used to have a slight delay when you clicked?
I used to have to rub it or whatever.
Rub your necklace, and then you're going to appear right next to me.
Perfect.
Now, we're going to talk a little bit about this Fun Orb game that came out, since it does have a slight RuneScape twist. It's called Armies of Gilanor. It's like a real-time strategy game, except it's turn-by-turn. And you're in RuneScape. So, I don't know, check it out. I tried it out. It's not my type of game because, I don't know, it's just not my type of game.
Shane doesn't like any single-player game because it involves
skill. No, it's multiplayer. It's multiplayer. What happens in it is you start off at two opposite ends of the map, right? And then you move your person, and then you can build portals and stuff to bring warriors in, Zamorak, Ceridoman, or Guthics, you know the drill. And then also with that, you can then take control of these things and go attack your enemies. You can also take over little villages and towers to give you boosts to everything. So it's sort of like a mini RTS of RuneScape. So,
yes,
I don't know. If you're interested in those kind of games, check it out. But it wasn't my type of RTS. I just thought we'd mention that. What's next? Oh, the poll. Right. Forum focus. Don't you like
how to read the first question?
Yes, please.
How often do you visit the RuneScape forums? Several times a day, once a day, several times a week, once a week, several times a month, occasionally, rarely. I have never visited the RuneScape forums.
21% say occasionally. 18% several times a week.
Occasionally
17%
would
be mine. Rarely. Several times a day, 16%. Once a day, 8%. Once a week, 7%. Several times a month, 6%. I've never visited the RuneScape forum, 6%. I said once a week for when I do the show stuff. What about you?
I'd say occasionally, but usually once a week when I'm looking for rants.
Okay. Yeah, we got something about rants later, too. I didn't put any in today, but I'll tell you why later. How often do you post on the RuneScape forums? Rarely, 28%. Occasionally, 24%. I've never posted on the RuneScape forums, 19%, and it just trickles down with the same options we saw before.
They should be able to get all this data from their systems. Why do they need to ask us?
Well, that's a good point, especially for this one. How often do you post? You can see your posts per day or everything, I'd imagine, unless their system is really simple, like flat text files, which I'd be pretty scared if it was, but I doubt it. And how often do you visit the RuneScape forums? You're right. That one could also be tested as well.
They should be able to get all this information. They would just be running low on ideas for polls or something.
I can give them lots of ideas for polls.
What like?
Well, take into... I think we can call this poll something like... The next journey. Okay, we'll call that... That'll be the title of the poll. Then this question will be, in the quest line, Enlightened Journey, which of the following Star Trek crew members would you like to see appear? Then have a
oh
list,
my
you know?
God.
And then which Star Trek villain would you like to see appear in this quest?
No,
line?
No, no.
Fucking
say no. What?
You asked what kind of poll I'd make.
God, I regret it. Right, did you do the last question?
No, I didn't.
Which of the following features would you most like to see added to the RuneScape forums? This is the only worthwhile question in this poll. Ability to adjust formatting of posts, text...
No, you missed one. You missed question three.
Which of the following RuneScape forums do you visit most often?
Yes.
Again, they should have information on that one. That's stupid since it just lists forum. What's the winner? General discussion, I bet.
Recent updates.
Oh, right.
Then Marketplace.
Where is General Discussion? Third?
General Discussion is 4%.
Christ.
Yeah. And then Suggestion Forum is 9%. Website Feedback, 0%. 34 votes. So, yeah, there's the most visited forums, but again, they should have stats on that.
Yep.
And the last question. Which of the following features would you like to see added to the RuneScape forums? 28% say an option to include an image of your in-game character when creating threads, so like avatars. Yeah, that'd be nice. Have a nice little Shane1288 that I could download and save, you know? That's pre-generated.
And then you could print out and make it into a teddy and cuddle it, like you said you wanted.
No, that was something else. That was the plushie.
Yeah, you wanted a plushie of you with your bloody farming outfit on. That's sad. That is sad.
No, it's not.
Really. Yeah, it is.
We could get you one of your top hat and your nice long blonde hair with your fishing cape.
I don't want one.
But it would look so good behind you on your shelf if we did video ever.
Oh my God, no it wouldn't. It would look sad. It would broadcast. This person is even more of a pathetic loser than I think already.
Okay, 11% say adjust the formatting of posts, text, style, and color. 9%, I do not want anything added to the forums.
What?
Automatic addition
added?
Of a player's signature text to their post. Yada, 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 it goes on and on. But you know what I suggested? Search by
what?
Content. That's only at 5%, 534 votes.
Now that sounds rubbish. I prefer
No. You need that because it only searches by
other
topic
players'
now.
Posts.
I don't know. Like, well, they should just use like a PHP BB and customize it, you know, to work with their RuneScape logins. I think that would be the best
PHP-BB.
Idea. Yeah, that's what we use. But yes, I think that's what we're going to call our RuneScape updates. Unless you have anything else you want to talk about.
Nope, nothing else.
I have a few things in the what I've been doing section that are RuneScape related, but we'll talk about those then. Yes, and you do too. I'm thinking of going on to questions now.
That would be the linear progression.
Yes.
This show, yes.
We got two audio questions this week. First one is from Nike Bala. I forget the numbers on the end of your name. Sorry.
Hey, Shane and Brad. Here is my question. Shane, what is your major in college, and what kind of classes are you taking? For Brad, since you are still in high school, are you planning on going to college? And if so, what do you think you'll major in, and what kind of classes will you take? Thanks, and keep up the great show.
I suppose I should go first.
Yes, you go first, Shane12088.
Yes, my major is strictly called Mathematical Sciences. But it's really a mathematical sciences with an emphasis on computer science because all of my mathematical sciences course were computer science courses.
Okay.
So, yeah. And my minor is economics. So I already got the major done, actually. So
why don't you just graduate?
Well, no, I need my courses for my minor, my economics and stuff. And a few options still. So that's what I'm working on right now.
So when should you be done with all that then? You should be finished.
April 2010. April 2010.
Yeah. Not that long away. Far away.
Yeah,
long away.
So I'm just going through and hoping it'll be useful in the end, which it should be. But you know how education systems work.
education systems are majorly messed up.
Yeah, so anyways, that's what I'm working on. What about you?
I finished my compulsory education here. The structuring here is a lot different to US and Canada, because you can leave at 16, but you have to stay on until 18 if you want to go to university. I stayed on and did the college. Well, I went to. It's really confusing trying to explain it to Americans, but basically, I got the qualification. I stayed on after I could have left, which I now wish I'd left and got a job, since it was pretty much frivolous. I stayed on to get my extra qualification, A-levels they're called, to go to university, but now I've pretty much decided I most likely won't go to university because of the cost involved in this country. I'm not particularly rich. Well, actually, no, I probably could afford it with taking minimal loans, but I really don't want to get myself in any kind of debt when I know there is a good chance that I will get lazy and drop out after a year. I think, you know, higher education is fine. I would like to go to university if somebody could just magically appear and say, hey, Brad, I'll pay for it all. But yeah, I most likely won't be going, but it will be just a purely financial decision.
Okay. What would you take if you did?
Political science, probably.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. We won't bore anyone with that kind of stuff, but you know how we can talk about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, so... Thank you, Mikey Ball.
No more George Bush.
Oh, yeah, right. Right.
This is the first show not under the terror of George Bush.
Did you see that thing somewhere that said that Condoleezza Rice was actually the president for a minute?
Was she?
Yeah, because
George Bush wasn't president after midday.
Yeah, that's right, for a minute. But then again, she didn't take the oath, so the question is, was she or was she not? So that.
Well, no, because Obama was... Now, apparently, I read somewhere Obama was president at midday, regardless, even though she hadn't taken the oath at that time.
But they redid the oath yesterday, just to be sure.
They said, just to be sure, that's like...
Just to avoid any possible legal things that could come up from any naughty Republicans.
Yeah, but naughty Republicans.
Anyways, moving on. Next audio question is from someone by the name of Burnt Joint.
Hello, Shane, Brad, and any other guest hosts. My question for you today is, what are your best and worst experiences in school? As for mine, I don't really have any best and or worst experiences at school. It's pretty much all the same. Taking into account that Brad was homeschooled for some of his schooling years, just pick anything in your primary school years. So, thanks.
Yeah, I was homeschooled for, let me think, how long was it? 3 years?
When I was in Berlin.
I think that was, yeah, it was 3 years.
That's with that scary Russian guy you had.
He only taught me for a couple of months. Barely that. But no, I don't... Do you have any...
You first.
I can't think of anything.
Well, there's always the little things, you know, like the field trips that you remember, but none of them would stick out so much.
There was anything funny happen? Anything embarrassing happen?
Embarrassing? No. But funny? Yes. Well, no, maybe not.
Like what?
I was told once that my kindergarten teacher broke a chair when she sat on it.
Was she fat?
No, but it was like a little kid's chair.
Oh, well then why the hell did you sit it on then?
I don't know.
Sit on it then, stupid.
And then... in grade 7, my phys ed teacher...
How old would you have been then?
Grade 7? 12, I think. Yeah, something like that. 12, 13... Yeah, not in my class, but in the other phys ed class, he broke a kid's collarbone.
How?
In wrestling.
Wow. Did he get done? Did he get charged
for
anything?
No.
He should have been. What a pedophile.
No, and then there is also a time when somebody stuck a pylon in the microwave and microwaved it.
A pylon?
Yeah, like a traffic cone.
Oh, right. Here, pylons are the big electrical things that wires hold up the electrical wires.
Okay.
Somebody, Somebody put an electrical wire in your... anyway, I honestly can't think of anything.
I got more, but they have to come out, like... We have to get on, like, a theme of school, and then they'll just come out, you know? Like, yeah. Oh, there's lots of little ones along the way.
I used to have quite good, like, almost friendships, I guess, but it wasn't like we were friends with my tutors, because it was, like, one-on-one teaching, and got to talk. It was actually, I actually enjoyed doing it, because I didn't have to put up with any bloody dumbasses in the class holding up my learning. I basically learned at my own pace, which, you know...
Yeah, it's good.
You know, whereas in schools it takes you what? Like, you know, I don't know. How long would it take to get through a textbook in a particular class? An entire textbook?
Well, we never even used all of our textbooks in a class. Like, we only used, like, 2/3.
It was crazy, because when I was home taught, we used to go through entire textbooks in, like, a week.
Really?
No exaggeration.
Wow.
Because, of course, if I can understand it and if I know something... like that, then there's no need to keep going over it. Whereas if I was in a class with 30 other dumbasses, the teacher would have to be sure each one of them knew it as well.
Oh, my school was put into lockdown once because they thought they saw someone with a shotgun coming.
Christ. If only they'd have gotten you.
Yeah. And then there was lockdown drills that people didn't take seriously.
What's lockdown in case of? Just like somebody coming in with a gun?
Yep, or natural... disaster outside, or terrorist attack, or chemical attack, or something, you know? So, that sort of thing. So.
The only thing I remember having at schools in England when I went to secondary school for a year was fire drills.
Oh, yeah, we had those too.
We weren't prepared for terrorist attacks. We were only prepared for fire. Anything other than fire, and we were completely.
We had. Our high school was being renovated, and once we had four fire drills in one day because the system was screwy.
I remember once, this was probably towards the end of my schooling in England, it was the first year of secondary school, and there was a fire drill, and we went out and assembled on the field as we did, but like 3/4 of the school hadn't come out. So there was probably, like, there was probably maybe close to, I don't know, 200 of us. And there was still, you know, 600, 700 kids inside with all the teachers. And everyone was like, where the fuck are they? You know, if this was a real fire, they'd all be dead right now. And it actually turns out that the fire warning system was actually broken in lots of areas of the school, and it didn't work. So immediately the teachers were like, oh my God. And we actually got sent home for the rest of the day.
Really?
So they fixed this system. That was a good day.
Someone started a bathroom on fire at lunch one day.
Your school sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Teachers breaking kids' bones, setting on fire, lockdowns with shotguns. It sounds horrible.
Yeah, the kid also had the lighter explode in his hand when we were watching a movie.
Why did he have a lighter in his hand?
He was like playing with it, and he, you know how you can press the thing to let the gas out?
Why did he have a lighter in school?
He let too much out, and then he ignited it, and it, like, blew up.
Why did he have a lighter in school?
Well, this was grade 9, so, you know, kids smoke at that age.
So, but if it was school in the United Kingdom, we probably wouldn't be allowed lighters. I think a lot of people weren't even allowed mobile phones in my school. I'm talking to old friends, unless you had them turned off.
Oh, yeah, that's something that they've changed since I left there. You're not allowed any iPods or phones inside the school, even if they're off. If they're seen, they're confiscated.
That's how it should be.
Oh, yeah. Also, along with that, I don't know, good things. Lots of little math projects in high school. Those were always fun.
Okay.
Yeah, like presentations, you know, on math stuff.
Yeah, Shane, I think it's very sad you're listing that as a good experience from your school days.
Yeah, lots of stuff like that happened. Somebody made a chain of combination locks hanging from a light one day.
How is that fun?
I don't know, it's just something that happened.
Your school sounds really ghetto.
That was junior high school.
I didn't go to a posh school, but my God, stuff like that never happened.
Our high school was okay. We had, like, the best computer labs in the city, but... Anyways, yeah, most of those ones, like, including breaking the bone, was from junior high. So everything was from junior high. There were lots of bad kids there. Yeah, but...
Did they beat you up, Shane?
No.
Did they call you names?
No, they liked me. They liked me.
They liked you.
Yeah.
Was Mike one of the bad kids?
No, of course not.
Nah, you can never ever imagine Mike being remotely bad.
So, oh yeah, there was also a teacher that would grab kids by the collar and drag them outside into the hallway if they were misbehaving.
Wow. Yeah, you wouldn't be able to do that in here, in this country, or there would be public outrage. How dare you try to discipline an unruly student? How dare you?
Yeah, he sent someone to the office every day for being bad, so...
Did he ever send you to the office?
No, he liked me.
Apparently everybody liked you.
Well, no, it's
were
because...
You his
it's
special it's, student?
No, it's because when your parents go to all the teacher meetings and stuff, you know?
So, my parents went to all the teaching... Well, the few teacher meetings I had... I never liked those things. I don't know how they were there, but your parents just go on their own here. You don't actually go with them. My dad used to come back for them, and he used to go, "Oh, you bloody brown nose, you bloody suck up," because he always used to say that. He was joking, obviously.
Oh. They actually encourage the kids to come to them now. Before they didn't, but now they do.
I wouldn't want to try to speak to most of my teachers, because most of my teachers are... Well, I didn't like most of them. I think most teachers are like... It's like anybody who has a job with that sort of authority. They do it because they want, you know, they want to be big and they want to, like...
You want to be a teacher?
No, I wouldn't want to put up with bloody sniveling, bloody snotty-ass kids. True story.
What about high school?
A high school? No. No, I remember this was in primary school when I was probably about 9. Yeah, 8 or maybe 9 or 10, probably 9. And there was this teacher there called Mr. Clough. If anybody, you know, Mr. Clough, Churchtown Village Junior School, and he was the biggest asshole you will ever meet in your life, right? First off, he liked to act really superior to everyone when he taught like 9-year-olds, you know? He was the biggest asshole I've ever met in my life, and if there's one person I would gladly punch, it was him, because he just used to look down on, he used to actually, you know, the way he was, he would look down on these little kids, like, you know, and he would think he was so great and he was so smart. Of course you are, we're 9-year-olds, you're a 40-odd-year-old man, you should be bloody smarter than us.
Yeah,
these people heads up their own asses.
We had also a field trip one day where we actually started fire with two sticks.
What the hell? Okay, I think we've talked enough about schools. So let's get on with the question.
Yeah, we started fire with two sticks, you know?
This is turning into school days. Let us get on.
Okay, read the next one.
Have you ever been out in the wilderness alone? If not, would you like it or not? I have not, and I wouldn't enjoy it that much, and I would hate it if it was an extremely cold place. By wilderness, does he just mean... He doesn't mean in RuneScape.
No, I assume not, because it's not cold.
There's actually, where I live... If you drive north or northwestish towards Wales, you go out onto these sort of countryish roads and these smaller back lanes, and there's a sign pointing to a place called the Wilderness. I've never been there, but every time I drive past that sign, I always think that'd be a great place to live. Where do you live? I live in the Wilderness. It's actually called that, the Wilderness.
Yeah, I've never been out there. I don't know. I suppose if I had. If I had everything that I had, like if I had like a jacket and stuff to survive, why not, you know?
If Shane had a jacket, he'd go out there. What a shame he doesn't.
Well, yeah, it's like we're climatized to that. Like right now, for example, it's minus 19.
Wow, it's probably... I remember while I was away, there was some really low temperatures in the United Kingdom. And I think one night it went as low as minus 12 and everyone was like, oh my God, it's so cold.
Wimps.
Shut up. That is really cold for here.
Okay. So, would you like to live out in the wilderness or somewhere remote?
He says, would you... I wouldn't like to live in somewhere too remote, but I wouldn't mind going out there maybe for like...
Yeah, same.
As long as I wasn't with Shane, because I might happen to murder him.
I don't know. It's like...
I don't think Shane could go to the wilderness anyway. I don't think they have RuneScape in the wilderness.
Oh, please.
I'm funny. Ugh. I made a funny.
Thank you, Flash. When did you guys first start playing RuneScape, and what did you think of it when you started? That's from Killjoy Forever.
Well, obviously, when I started, I thought, oh my god, this is the best game ever. Well, I was sadly mistaken.
What year did you start?
What?
When did you start?
Summer of 2004.
Okay. I think that's when I started,
that's
too.
2.5 years ago. I definitely started... I thought, yeah, it was summer 2004. Pretty late summer, probably August. I guess August, September 2004.
When did Slayer come out?
I have no idea. That was 2005. Played before Slayer came out.
Yeah, well, me too.
Because I remember looking at the maps on the RuneScape site and them not having the Slayer dungeon or that area. And it just
Oh, yeah, and then remember it said coming soon? January 2005. Yeah. So I started in summer 2004 as well, end of June, the last week of June.
You remember the specific date?
Yes, I do.
That's a little sad.
No, of course not.
But
I started, that's when I got members, but I probably started before then, a few months before, but I didn't actually take it seriously until then, getting members, so, yeah.
And then it became Shane's life for the next 5 years.
No, not really.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay, next question.
No, we didn't take the rest of that. What'd you think of it?
I already sarcastically said what I thought of it. At first I thought it was the best bloody game ever, and then I realized, no, sir, you are wrong.
I started before RuneScape 2 came out, because I remember playing the beta, but I didn't really take it seriously back then. So.
Did you take anything seriously back then?
Yes.
Yes, no.
Oh, January 26, 2005. That's when Slayer came out.
We're approaching on that. I was 14.
Ah. Anyway, so, yeah, I was a bit overwhelmed at first, you know, but eventually it became
the back of my own hand. What?
It became like the back of my own hand, you know?
Well, when you first play an MMORPG with a massive world, what I thought was massive then, game world, you does take you a while to get used to everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, World of Warcraft was too much for me.
I remember when I first played World of Warcraft, like, logging in and running around, like, oh my god, this is so much better than RuneScape. I didn't really play that at all anymore, except for when my friends yell at me to log in and play with them and I have nothing better to do.
Remember when I fell off the ship?
Yeah, that was funny. And then I was like, oh, just drown yourself. I told Shane to drown himself, and he willingly complied.
Oh, that's funny. Anyways, thank you, Killjoy. Next one?
Next question. Do you think someone will shoot at Obama? If so, when do you think they would? Also, how do you think the terrorists... Okay, let's just take that first bit. I think people may try to kill Obama. I'm sure there'll probably be someone sooner or later, some sort of white supremacist nut who's like, I don't want no black man president, you know, that sort of thing. Even though that sounds sort of like a black man. I think because of how advanced the Secret Service is, though, I don't think they'll ever actually kill him. If he's ever speaking somewhere or make any sort of public appearance, I think they would stake out the place first and make sure it was safe and cover all the areas and search anybody who maybe
even
first contact with.
Even in the parade, they only got out to walk when they were beside federal buildings that they could guarantee were safe.
Yeah, I don't see, you know, just one of those. No, it's not going to happen. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody tried, but I don't think.
Did you see that image on Cadillac One? That was on Dig.
No.
Basically went through how basically all the different protections it's known to have. So, I don't know.
Probably plenty of Secret Service protection you don't even know about because they're not going to tell you everything.
Yeah, I know Jeff and I are happy because 24 Season 1 hasn't started yet.
Oh my god, nobody cares.
Next
bit of the question. Ah, la, 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 la.
That started when the black president on 24 was getting elected. But anyways, yes, watch 24.
How do you think the terrorist organization Needs will react to a black president? What about political heads of state? Do you think Obama will be able to get America's former image back? I think the way, you know, sort of terrorist leaders or other leaders react to him, I don't think they will think it as big, it's that big a deal. They won't be like, I'm not having no diplomatic negotiations with a black man. You know, I think the only people who were ever likely to have a sort of a mixed reaction was the American electorate, and they voted him in. So I think... Yeah. I don't think anybody else is going to be that shocked, surprised, horrified by it.
I think the rest of the world is ready for it, just the U.S. wasn't. But yeah. When you go on to the terrorist thing, he's going to be tested. I can pretty much guarantee that. Just like Gordon Brown was tested and Bush was tested, they're going to be tested by something.
I hope Gordon Brown gets tested by a bullet to the forehead. Honestly, that man is an ass.
Be nice. Even you have to vote for him next time, because I voted for Stefan Dion.
You didn't vote for Stefan Dion, you liar. Shane tried to actually make me believe he voted for Stefan Dion when I know he didn't.
Yes.
I said to him, if he votes for Stefan Dion, I'll vote for Gordon Brown in the next election, but he didn't keep his side of the deal, so that's fine.
Okay. Well, what about former image? I don't know.
I think a lot of American, you see on people like Dig, people like, wow, America's back. No, not really. You've just got a black president. I'm still going to hate you. Well, no, I don't hate America, but I don't think it's going to make that big a difference.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of an image change, but America will still be America. Sure, you know, there'll probably be less asshole stories about you torturing your prisoners and waterboarding and crap like that, but you'll still probably be regarded with contempt by much of the world.
I don't know. I think that the changes in the Bush transitioning away from the Bush administration will have some sort of offsetting effect, if you know what I mean, sort of. But
well, yeah, everyone's pleased Bush is gone.
It's still going to be the same government underneath, you know? So, I don't know. It's just something that...
It'll help a little, but it's not going to be as big as
on the surface, you know? There's lots of stuff in the government that people don't hear about. And I don't know if you saw my post, but apparently they're already working to hold the trials for prisoners that are awaiting trial at Guantanamo.
Yeah, I saw about that.
So, I don't know. Like you need to think, is this something that is going to have some sort of negative image on the U.S. as letting convicted terrorists get off easier, or is human rights really important?
A lot of people at Guantanamo, though, they have not been charged with anything.
Yeah, but...
A lot of people have been held at Guantanamo without charge. You think if they had enough evidence to charge them with terrorism offenses, they would?
I don't know. I'm not going to say anything, but I'm going to... might get a lot of people hating me, but I think there are times when the country should have the ability to arrest people without charge.
No, yeah. That's stupid. If you have enough evidence to charge them with something, then charge them with something and put them on trial. If you don't have enough evidence to arrest them on any charges, then you shouldn't be allowed to detain them.
But what if you can prevent a terrorist attack in the meantime?
If you have evidence that links them to a potential terrorist attack, then you should arrest them and charge them.
But what if it's not hard enough? Evidence isn't hard enough.
I think if you had evidence linking them to a terrorist attack, that would be hard enough. I think a lot of these people who were in Guantanamo were simply in the wrong place, wrong time, maybe had a few dodgy friends, and as a consequence, they've been held up and they've been put in a prison without charge for several years.
Okay. I don't know. But that's just my sort of view on...
Okay, let's move on anyway. We keep spending way too much time on these questions.
Thank you, Marco. Dear Shane and Brad, do you listen to any other question... podcast other than your own? If so, please do share. You know, we don't listen to our own podcast, do we?
No, I've never listened to an episode of RSVP Update. I've been on.
So I could make your voice really high and no one would notice.
Oh, shut up. Everybody knows. No, everybody would know because they already know how my voice sounds. But you listen to other podcasts, don't you?
Yeah, pretty much Twit stuff. Twit.tv. I've tried looking for other podcasts around, but the quality isn't that great.
Don't you listen to MacBreak Weekly?
Well, yeah, that's on the Twit network.
Twit, but you're a twit.
No. It's good to be called a twit.
Not really.
But I've looked for other podcasts, and they're just, like, there's, it's hard, it's like finding a needle in a haystack to find one that's actually decently produced and regularly updated, if you know what I mean. So, it's like, what's the point in looking? I think iTunes needs to crack down on that if you don't update your podcast at least once a month, you're removed or something. Because if you look at podcasts, there's episodes...
Or they could simply add categories
from
regularly
2006,
updated.
You know? But...
Well, they should just add a category for those that are regularly updated.
Yeah, I know, because we're getting drowned out on iTunes by podcasts that haven't been updated since 2006.
Yeah, screw those podcasts.
So, I don't know, just subscribe to ours on iTunes and get your friends to subscribe. We like that. And then after you do that, visit update.rsbnb.com. Then after that, visit rsbnb.com and get some nice cool signatures.
Yay! Next question.
Oh, this one's for you.
Brad, how is George the RSBNB bird? He's fine, he's small, he's green, he chirps. That's what he does.
You should bring him up to your room one day for the show.
The thing is, right, he is the sort of bird, when you want him to make a sound, he will be deadly quiet. When you don't want him to make a sound and you want him to be quiet, he'll be chirping his head off all damn night. That's how he is.
So he doesn't sit in your room then?
No.
Okay. Oh, right, he sits in the little alcove thing downstairs.
Yeah, the alcove.
I see. Yeah, you should. Oh, and that video? I think we've all seen it. It's that Technologic from Daft Punk. Yes, we've all seen that.
I haven't.
You haven't? I thought everybody
no.
did. I don't know, but apparently Brad hasn't seen it, but I have. That's from Earth 271072.
This is creepy.
Why?
The video is creepy.
Oh, okay.
Looks like you, Shane. Anyway. Brad, will you please be extra harsh on Shane this episode to make up for lost progress? That question is from Kelsey. Yes, of course. Although you shouldn't need to ask me if I'm going to be extra harsh on Shane. You should take it as a given.
You know, that's a simple yes or no question.
I don't
know why I put that one in.
Well,
it's a given.
I have no idea either, Shane.
I don't know. I must have been on
cruise control. It's a given that I will be harsh.
Yes. Okay.
Shane is gay for Tom Cruise.
What?
Shane just said he was gay for Tom Cruise.
No, you did. Anyways, What inspires you to stay with RSBNB and what are you currently doing in life and what would you ever come back to RuneScape? Note for Shane, do you live on campus? Also
this is
because
familiar.
Yeah, also because you love to farm in RuneScape. Do you like to farm in real life? Thanks. Keep up the great show. Frosty Bow. So what inspires you to stay with RSBNB?
You want me to answer first?
Yes.
I don't know. It's been like a bear trap I can't get out of. No, there's still plenty. Well, actually, no, I can currently say, besides Mike and Shane and several members of the staff, I don't... Well, actually, besides Shane and Mike, I don't really talk to anybody anymore. I don't know. It's just I've been here for so long. It's just... I'll probably leave one day, but whenever that time is, I don't know.
No,
what are you currently doing in life? What? What?
We need you.
Shane?
We need you.
Yes. Yes, you need me to be an asshole to everyone. what am I currently doing in life? I'm currently trying to find a job, but since I'm very selective about the type of work that I would do, I wouldn't just do any old bloody job. And since the economy is in dire straits, it's not been easy. But I'm hopeful that I'll have something within the next couple of months. Something decent, anyway. I'm not desperate enough to throw away all my standard yet.
But you have
oh,
to come
God,
here.
Shane,
you have
please
to move
don't.
Here.
Can you afford to pay me 20? Could you afford to pay me $30,000 a year?
No.
Not US, Canadian dollars a year.
No.
45,000.
No.
50,000.
No. Do I live on campus?
Yes, right, okay.
No, I don't
would
see.
Would you ever come back to? No. I'm
oh,
not finished.
Oops.
Would you ever come back to RuneScape? No, not full time. Now you can go.
Why not? I could teach you how to farm.
How dare you interrupt me? I just wouldn't. I can't believe we started almost 3/4 of an hour early and this show is still going to probably finish about the same time. Anyway. Next question.
I could teach you how to farm. No?
I don't want you to teach me how to farm.
No, I don't live on campus because it's only 10 minutes away. So why live
and
there?
Shane's mummy drives him every day.
No.
Shane's mummy drives him.
No.
Yeah, sorry. She does.
No. Nope,
she
nope,
makes
nope.
you lunch, though, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, she does.
I said yeah. Yeah.
Don't lie, Shane.
Yes.
And she drops you off. She's like
no.
personal taxi service.
No.
No. No.
Also, because you love to farm in RuneScape, do you like to farm in real life? I can't say I've done any real farming in real life. We had a garden in the backyard years ago, but aside from that, I've not had much experience with farming. So I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. I wouldn't mind like having some cows and producing my own milk and meat, you know?
Producing your own meat? That's called cannibalism, Shane.
No. Like, have your own cows and chickens and everything. Have some chickens for eggs.
You want to be a poultry farmer?
Yeah, or beef farmer, you know? But, anyways,
yes.
Yeah. Last question.
Did you say this question? Oh, yeah, you did say this question.
Yeah.
What's your dream job? And that question is from Great Ninja. My dream job would be something in which I don't have to do much and I get paid lots of money.
Vice President of the U.S.?
But if we're going to talk about... If we're going to talk about dream job as in something that you did for the love of the job, I'd probably wish I was good enough at sport to play professionally.
Oh, really?
Probably American football, actually, but... I'm 5'11", and I'm extremely skinny, so I would need to grow a couple of inches and put on a lot of weight. But yeah, probably I'd like to play American football.
Yeah,
sure.
I can't
be good
see
enough. I'd as for position, because I know somebody's going to bow to ask position. I'd probably say linebacker or defensive back, mainly because I get to hit people. That would be fun.
Yeah, you're a little too small for that.
But it's not like a big ambition of mine. It's just I just enjoy playing sport. I just enjoy I'm very competitive. And if you get in my way in a team game, I will push you to the floor.
Okay.
That's true. I will. I totally will, man.
I don't know. Dream job for me would probably be to have my own software development and consulting agency or something like that. Maybe.
Development and consulting agency.
Yeah, or if I was good at it, or if I actually put the time into it to get back into it, I don't know, something like the same kind of thing except on the graphic design side or something, you know, if I was good at it. But you know, that's not one of my strong points. It was in the past, but it sort of faded away with the more code I introduced into my system. It's like a graph. As the amount of code goes up, the amount of graphic design goes down. So, you can sort of imagine that kind of graph.
Yes,
I'm
I
sorry.
Can. I can also imagine you talking
I'm
to
I'm sorry. Mind. Yeah. Like, that's just something I do. Last night when I was talking to Mike, I was describing this box of games I have in my desk as a data structure.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Okay, so that's it for questions.
That is it for questions.
That's a nice German accent you got there.
Sounds like
Anyways.
A funny German woman to me.
Brad Huff going to be joining us?
Anyway, on to tech news.
17,000 illegal downloads does not equal 17,000 lost sales. Record companies cannot collect...
True.
Restitution for every time a song has been illegally downloaded, the U.S. District Judge has decided. Judge James P. Jones gave his opinion on the United States of America versus Dove criminal copyright case, ruling that each illegal download does not necessarily equate to a lost sale, and that the companies affected by P2P piracy cannot make their restitution claims based on this assumption. So an example they give
that
is
very true.
That the RIAA said 183 albums were transferred through Dove's server 17,281 times. then multiply that by the wholesale price of a digital album in 2005, $7.22, and conclude that its members' companies were owed almost $124,769 in restitution, or $47,000 if Dove agreed to be part of an RIAA public service announcement about piracy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's throwing your lot in with the assholes, isn't it? Agreeing to do an RIAA thing.
I just pay the money, right?
But yeah, it's very true. I mean, I think a lot of people would... It's sort of like if you put out a free stand in front of a shop, or you put sort of crappy merchandise you couldn't sell, people would take it because it's free. And I think the same is of piracy. People would download things they wouldn't pay money for just because it's free.
Yeah, and it's not a lost sale. And if you really think about it, how are you supposed to know if you want to buy it or not when in the iTunes store and stuff, you only get a 30-second preview of the song? You know?
That's pretty much a non sequitur in this argument. Then, but I agree that just because... And then what?
But then also what happens if you can't find the song anywhere? So.
Well, no, it's these things don't really have much to do with the point, though, do they, Shane?
No, I'm just saying that you could use this as sort of a way of justifying the piracy, and that it's not a lost sale, because if in the end you decide that you don't like it, you wouldn't end up keeping it, you know? That's what I'm trying to say.
Mm.
But
yeah, okay.
Anyways, we shall move on to the next story. Apple your Windows updates, apparently. That's meant to say apply your Windows updates. I don't know where Apple came from, but apply your Windows updates. There's been a worm that's infected.
Apple
your
Windows.
Yeah, there's worm that's infected 1.1 million Windows PCs within 24 hours as of Tuesday. So be sure to apply your Windows updates. The update that will prevent this.
I read on the BBC website. I read on the BBC website. They estimate the number now to be closer to 9 million.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
so when did you read that?
World.
Was that as of today?
A couple of days ago.
Oh, wow. Okay, then.
It was as of a couple of days ago.
Okay, so... Well, then we'll skip through part of this, because there is a conservative estimate that 3.5 million PCs would be compromised by this time. So obviously that's quite a bit off. So I don't know, this is just a nice little word of warning to make sure your Windows updates are on automatic, because if you're not on automatic Windows updates, there's really not much you can do to help you, you know? So do you have your updates set to automatic?
Pirated copies of Windows.
What? Oh.
Well, yeah, I have automatic updates.
See, you can't... If you have a pirated copy of Windows, then yeah, you're asking for problems, but you can't even use Windows Vista properly if it's pirated, so I don't know. But be sure to just apply your Windows updates, because I don't want to see any topics about getting infected by a worm and troubleshooting. If I do, I will spam this link to this show to you and not help you until you activate your Windows updates. Thank you. Then I got a nice little article here you guys can all read about what's superior, the Mac OS dock or the Windows 7 Superbar. So you can sort of take a look.
I have not used either. Well, I've used the OS X dock.
When would you think?
It was okay. It was nothing great.
I don't know. Try and take a look at this article. It shows like the differences, like how it works in OS X versus how it works in Windows 7, and that the Windows 7 one actually does provide a bit more graphical information. And unless you've got way too many Windows, then it sort of defaults into the way OS X does it. Well, just take a read through this and check out the Informer articles on Windows 7. Thank you. That's it for tech news. Now, normally you guys would think we would have rants here, right? But we don't. I think we pretty much decided this at the end of last year, that we're not going to be doing rants unless there's no RuneScape update, right?
Yep.
So if you guys have, if anybody is severely offended by that or wants to see them back, which I don't
most
see why.
Most shows with RuneScape updates now push it too long if we have runs.
And
we're at like
stand
an hour
on their own
and 13
with the questions.
Now if we do runs.
So,
yeah,
basically,
and if we were to do rants, if we were to do rants on top of this, why are you talking over me more tonight?
I think,
for like the past 20 minutes, all you've done is talk over me.
I think you're getting some lag.
I think I might be.
Yeah.
I have no idea
there's
what
a delay
from there,
when I talk.
Open besides this.
Oh, well.
There's nothing. I have nothing open. Weather the storm is probably Skype. Oh, well, yeah,
well,
you can
go on
talking.
With what you were saying.
What was I saying?
About the
I
rats.
I can't remember now.
And how it
pushes
over.
Oh, yes, yeah, I think, it just pushes the show too long and it's pointless, but of course we'll still be doing them when we have no updates.
Yeah, so. So if you guys, I don't think anybody should have any problems with that, but I don't know, you know where to scream if you don't like that on the forum topic. But anyways, yes. Let's do a little Skill of the Month update, shall we? Okie dokie, Skill of the Month, boring. Everybody's basically flat. Adiv is winning with 4.1 million XP, Owen 1892, 1.2 million, and Southrend 992,000 XP. And this Skill of the Month is Herblore, which is a nice skill. I sort of wish it was farming, but what can you do? Oh well. January events. You need to come to any of these?
No, I will be busy.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you what we got. Well, you guys are probably already missing this one because the show will come out 2 hours before, but Vine Sweeper Line Dancing was on Friday, January 23rd. World 132. Then on the 24th, we got the Chess Tournament. Fun Orb Server 2. Then on January 31st, we got Fist of Guthix. And then on February 1st, we got Half-Life 2 Deathmatch. So, yes, be sure to, if you have an NVIDIA or ATI-based graphics card, you can get Half-Life for free. Brad, do you have one of those?
No.
So what's your graphics card then?
Sorry, what did you say? I thought you were asking about games.
No, what's your graphics card? What graphics card do you have?
ATI something something.
So yeah, you could get Half-Life for free, then come to this event on February 1st. So
I'll see. February 1st. What time is it?
What time is the event? 9 p.m. your time. It's on that Sunday.
I might be able to make it.
So,
the
and then
Super
also
Super Bowl's on that night.
Oh, who cares about that? And then January 24th, again, at 2 p.m., that's we're doing a Call of Duty World at War event, so event details are in the topic. You actually have to do some work if you want to come to them. So check that out, forums.rsbnb.com. So what have you been up to?
Weren't we telling people where I was the past
Yeah, you were
two
in
weeks.
Japan. According to
no,
someone.
I wasn't in Japan. I was in Sydney, Australia. Australia.
How was that?
It was okay. Long flight, 22 hours. Weather was good pretty much every day we were there. That
What'd
was
you
nice.
Do?
But it's nothing. Went to the opera house. Just huge, like, we went around the city, hired a car, drove around a bit. Nothing exceptional. Just usual holiday stuff. It was all right.
How many people
great.
Live there?
I have no idea, Shane. I didn't go out to everybody's house for dinner.
You don't research the area you're going to?
Not population figures, no, because
really?
That's not important.
I do.
Well, so you go, oh, hang on a minute, 7 million people live there. We can't go there.
No, I just look up information on the various places. But
okay, I've just looked it up. Let's see. Population is 4.284 million.
Is there anything else you want to share about your trip?
No.
Like who we went with?
Oh, wait, okay, I'll tell this story, right? We hired this car, and our plan was to drive up the coast and down the coast, just, like, to see some of the places along the coast, because the coastlines are quite interesting, I'll give them that, and they're very nice. And we were driving along this road, and I was breaking the speed limit. Accidentally, though, I would like to say at this point, I was, even though I'm a bit of a reckless driver in this country, I had sort of said to myself, and my girlfriend had said to me, don't drive like an asshole, because I don't want to get in any trouble in this country, which I agreed with. But we were driving along, and you know when you're driving along a really big road over long periods of time, you happen to lose track of the speed. And I sort of glanced down and realized I was going over the speed limit, but there was no other cars on the road, so it was fine. I just kept going. And then about half an hour later, we got a police car came up behind me and started flashing its lights like it wanted me to pull over. So I thought, holy shit, I thought I was going to get done for speeding, and I had no idea how it was going to work. I had no idea if I'd need to appear in an Australian court or if I'd need to just pay a fine. I had no idea how it would work, you know, if I'd need to extend my trip or something like that, you know. It's just, I was pissing myself, I'll be honest. And so this guy comes around, walks up to my car in the same intimidating way every cop does. And I actually went to get out of my car, but then I thought, no, that might be a bad idea. I think I'm going to shoot him or something. So I just sat there. And he sort of said to me, just briefly explained very politely, that they wanted to check, because obviously it's got these rental slogans over it. They wanted to check that all the rental documents and my driving license were in order. And that was it. He didn't care that I was breaking the speed limit by 20 kilometers an hour. But he didn't care about any of that. All he wanted to do was check my documents.
But you were driving in miles, but it was really kilometers there.
No, all the signs are in kilometers and the speedometer was kilometers, but in my head it's just miles per hour. So when I tell people, I said I was breaking the speed limit by 20 miles per hour, and they're like, I can't be miles per hour because it was Australia, whatever. But yeah, that was the funny thing. I don't know whether he
realized. Were you able to take him seriously?
Yes, because I was shitting myself. Because I was thinking, damn, I'm going to be done for speeding. Damn, I'm going to be done. Because even when he'd asked for my papers, I thought he was just going to, like, then he was going to do me for speed. He didn't.
Interesting.
And after that, I was very careful to drive below the speed limit for the rest of the trip.
Oh, that's funny. And they drive on the left there, right? Or what? And how do you guys drive there?
I'm trying to think.
What, you don't know what side of the road you're driving?
They drive on the left, the same as us, yeah.
Oh, really? You drive on the left there, too?
I was trying to think.
That's crazy.
My memory deserted me. My memory deserted me. They drive on the left.
And you do, too. That's crazy.
Yeah, we do, too.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's
okay. It. As for me, school, agility, Project Mustard Sky. What do you think of that name?
I would like to make the point that I think it is massively ironic that a competition where even if you win, you're still a loser. So it doesn't matter which one of you is first to 99, you will all still be losers.
No.
That is the
we're
pure
actually, we actually made a deal that we're getting 99 on the same day. The race is actually to 13 million XP.
And then you're just racing from third. That's going to be a boring race.
No. People, the first one boring to 13 million XP losers wins. And then we'll get 99 at the same time after that.
You stopped to allow Kelsey to, or you know, Kelsey and Chief Snake stopped to let you catch up.
Well, yeah, because we were adding her in.
How boring. Now, yeah, you won't win, Shane.
Sure, I will. I think I'm second place right now.
My Kelsey inside is tip is Kelsey. Yeah, she will win. I bet you anything, Kelsey will win.
Okay.
I think she has that determination that you and Chief Snake don't have, but, you know.
I'll prove you wrong.
Anyway.
No, you won't. I also got 20 million farming XP.
Oh, my God.
And I plan on doing more. So that's good. And I also got to test out a pair of Dragon Claws and found out why they're actually 16.2 million and it rose 500% in the last 30 days. Holy shit.
Are they good?
Yeah. I was able to three-hit Mike.
Wow.
But, yeah, they're up to 18.8 million now.
Why didn't you talk about this with the RuneScape segment?
I don't know, because it was what I've been doing.
In the RuneScape.
Race A13 loaned me his claws
RuneScape
for...
related.
He loaned me his claws for 24 hours, so... Just take a look at that graph. It's up to 626% now.
Who has claws?
Race A13.
Who owned them?
He loaned them to me.
Whose claws did you borrow?
Race A13.
Who?
Rice
A13. Oh, Rice A13, right.
Yes. So.
And I just thought you were just saying rice over and over. I was like,
no! Get your hearing checked.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway, that's that. If you have the money, invest into Dragon Claws. That said, RSBNB update 188 is done. We will see you guys all next week, and Brad will be here. See you next week, everyone.
Goodbye!
Yay!
Bye-bye. That's what it does.
Dead.
Oh, I can't do it.